I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. And again, this is another week that God wants to do amazing things in my life and your life. My name is Pastor Ambrose, and I just want to thank God for this opportunity to share the Word of God. I'm reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. The Bible says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth." Then verse 27 says, "So God created man in his image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." We are talking about open door design. We are talking about uplifted kingdom blueprint. And today, specifically, I'm talking about we are created for impact. We are created for impact. And three things that I'll be talking about. Number one, we are created to rule. Number two, created to serve. And three, created to bless. A very interesting verse in Genesis chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 4. "This is the history of the heavens and the earth, when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth." And then he says this, "And there was no man to till the ground." There was no man. I want you to know that you are very important to God, because there is no impact on this planet without man, without woman. Each one of us is important. And that is why I want to talk about the fact that we were designed, we were created to impact our world. Number one, we are created to rule. The Bible says this in Mark chapter 11, verse 20. Jesus was speaking to the disciples and he said, "Have faith in God." And then he said, "If you are able to speak to this mountain, you'll be able to say, move from here to there, and the mountain will move." We were created to impact. We were created to make things happen. We were created to move heaven into our world. Many times we sit back trying to get people into heaven, but God is not so much interested in getting people into heaven. God is interested in getting heaven into the earth, into man. The Bible says that Jesus came to his own people, but his own people did not receive him. But to those who received them, he gave them the power to become the children of God. God is waiting to bring heaven into your life. And so we were created to rule. You are created to bring the thoughts of heaven into this earth, to bring the purposes of God into this earth. You are created to rule. But secondly, we are created to serve. In other words, we are created to be helpful. The Bible says in Mark 10 verse 45, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." You see, yes, we were created to rule, but also we have been created to serve. In other words, to be helpful. Not just helpful to other people, but to be helpful to ourselves. The Bible says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." You need to help yourself before you help somebody else. In other words, you need to know that you are special, that you are important, that you are worth it. You are created in the image of God. You are designed by God. You are not hopeless. You are special. You have a purpose to fulfill on this planet. But you are created to serve. Many times people want to be served, but they don't want to serve others. Jesus came to serve. And so, be helpful to somebody this week. But thirdly, we are not only just created to rule, we are not just created to serve, but we are also created to bless. The Bible says in Mark chapter 1, verse 33, that many people were gathered at the door. And then it says in verse 34, "And Jesus healed the sick, drove out demons." Jesus blessed. You see, God wants us to be people who bless others. And so this week, remember this, you are created to impact others. Number one, to rule, number two, to serve, and number three, to bless. So may this be your portion this week, and may God richly and richly bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.